to the Nutramedical Report, and we are joined today by Harley Schlanger from the Roos Foundation. And Harley, what's the latest news?
Well, boy, there's a lot. I was expecting you on Skype, so
I guess what we'll do is we'll try to connect by Skype here in just a moment.
We can wait till next week and do that. But I would say the most interesting news comes from the economic front. There's a new report from something called the International Institute of Finance, which is one of the leading agencies of the City of London. And what they said is that as of today, almost $10 trillion of debt is trading at negative interest rates. And what that means is that people are not making money on these transactions. They're just pumping liquidity into the system. And they're doing that for an obvious reason, which is that the system has no money. It's bankrupt. They are running larger and larger debts. And so the only thing they can do is pump money in to try to keep something functioning. Now, part of this is that you have countries like Spain, which just issued a 50-year bond issue. And Ireland and Belgium just placed 100-year bond issues. Now, how could anyone in their right mind buy a bond that's going to come due in 100 years?
I'm not sure exactly. That's obviously a fabrication.
Well, it's a way of putting in, having someone pay for something which probably will never be redeemed, but it puts money into the pocket of whoever's doing the trading. And that's what they're trying to do, keep the Ponzi scheme going. That's the only way I can figure
it. It's like paper gold, in other words. It's a manipulation of gold by manipulating paper when there's no actual transfer of gold.
Well, it's a little bit different than that. What it means is that they're selling bonds that have almost no return, but unless you hold on to it for 100 years. Now, unless you're buying bonds for your great-great-grandchildren, what's the purpose of that? It's to give traders something to trade which will not come due for an extended period of time, so no one can place or price the value of it, but in the meantime, they're going to be trading it and making money on the trade.
In other words, the system is so broken, they have to invent a system that will never come to reality.
That's pretty much it, yeah. I mean, I think what LaRouche said is that this is a process of economic death. It's sort of acknowledging that the corpse is dead, but we're going to start betting on his future activity.
So in other words, it's like North Korea, where they're betting on the corpse. What they're doing is they're exhuming bodies and trying to eat them.
Well, you know,
A decade ago, they did that, actually. They had such mass starvation. Yeah. They're eating tree bark and roots and plants and actually exhumed 500,000 bodies.
Well, and the way you have to look at this is that this is directly related to the fact that the U.S. is going along with the craziness of some of the people in Eastern Europe who are demanding that we increase our forces on NATO's eastern flank with Russia. And you have, I'll just give you a quote. Here's something from the chairman of the NATO Military Committee, a general named Peter Pavel. He said, Russia is using hybrid tactics, including torture and lies, and could deliver a strike on the territory of the alliance in the Baltic states at any time. And the Russian Foreign Ministry responded to that, basically saying that that since NATO is unable to make substantial contributions to the fight against real challenges such as terrorism, the only thing they can do is whip up anti-Russian sentiments to increase the spending of its member countries and thus stay afloat financially. So the Russian Foreign Ministry hit the nail right on the head. These Eastern European countries are buying weapons from the United States. They're bringing in American soldiers and they're building new bases to face a non-existent Russian aggression. But by doing this, they force the Russians to respond.
Well, at some point in the future, if it's not Putin, another leader, these posturing may result in a real conflict.
What Putin's doing is quite ingenious. He's got Obama so outflanked, you know, to use a basketball analogy, Obama's jock is down around his ankles. You know, that Putin is feinting and weaving and then moving to real things, and all Obama can do is bluff. For example, the Russians pretty much trapped John Kerry into agreeing with their demand that Jaish and Ahram, two so-called moderate groups, be added to the terror list in Syria. Now, what happened is the Russians went to the UN Security Council and said, under the cessation of hostilities agreement, groups that are not actively putting down arms and actively working for the peace process are considered part of the terror operation. Therefore, they should be added to the list of those that are legitimate targets for attack.
That's a little too clever, isn't it?
Well, that's what the Russians proposed. So the U.S., the U.K., France, and Ukraine vetoed that at the U.N. Security Council. In other words, the U.S. is saying that these two groups that have been fighting side by side with al-Qaeda against the Syrian army in Aleppo, violating the ceasefire and working with the one of the two groups that's on the actual terror hit list, it means the U.S. is supporting them, protecting them. So when the Russians made this public, Kerry, in his meeting with Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, yesterday, was forced to agree that we should put them on the list and that we should not be working with them. And that was a significant diplomatic step, although who knows what the U.S. is actually going to do.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Now, of course, part of the reason why the people like Obama and the NATO are doing this is because they are actually setting charges. It's like at the 9/11 towers. This is, the economy is under controlled demolition, isn't it?
You're right. All of these things, and this is sometimes people, when I talk to the people who call me after your program and they say, you're covering so much, it's so confusing. And what I say to them is you have to understand there's a generating principle behind this fight that when we talk about some of the particulars, associate it back to the generative principle. The generative principle is that the transatlantic financial system is collapsing.
Right.
And no amount of free trade agreements or negative interest rates or quantitative easing will save it. It's a Ponzi scheme that's collapsing in on itself. Now, rather than do the sensible thing or the honorable thing, like in the Great Depression 1929, a lot of Wall Street bankers jumped out of their 30-floor windows. At least they were honest. Instead, today, what they're doing is they're figuring out how to pass on the losses to the American people and to the future. And in the process, so they don't get hanged or stormed on or pitchforked, they're diverting people's attention using terrorism, false flags, and war. But they also are using war as a weapon because they're facing an emergence of a new economic order outside of their control, which is the BRICS system. And you can see the impeachment going on against Dilma Rousseff, the president of Brazil, as part of that war. Why was she impeached by the Brazilian Senate and now facing a six-month trial? Because she opposed the Washington, Wall Street, London banking system.
Right.
Her opponent admitted, they have no credible evidence of personal corruption on her part, just that corruption occurred while she was president.
Yeah, but
I got news for you. It's Brazil. Corruption occurs under every president there.
Right. The thing is, though, what she did is she didn't get involved with the most corrupt system on Earth, which is the British-American Fed system. And
that's
as a result,
exactly
the violation
point.
Was not being involved in their stream of corruption.
Exactly. And so what they did, in fact, the vice president, who's now serving as the president, has charges against him of actual involvement in corruption. But they put him in to remove her. Her crime, in my book, is that she didn't make it public enough that this is about the BRICS and about Brazil's future as an independent sovereign nation. That's what the former president and her supporter Lula is doing. But the media and the hedge funds and others are really stripping the country. And so you have inflation, you have unemployment, you've got things like the Zika virus spreading. And then you've got chaos surrounding the upcoming Olympics, which is always the case. As you know, the Olympics always, until the day they start, everyone's wondering if they're going to be prepared for it. But in the case of Brazil, they are having a legitimate problem because of the inflation, which is not caused by the Brazilian government's policies. It's caused by the Western financial system.
Now, the situation is that they're turning India. India apparently must have got a lot of either nuclear technology or weapons or something. But they're trying to break up the BRICS at all costs, aren't they?
But India is not turning. The Obama is putting out the line that India, because India did a naval maneuver with the U.S., it proves that India is breaking away. In fact, India is also doing some military maneuvers with China. The Indian space program is coordinating very closely with Russia. India and Russia just signed a number of agreements with Iran. So I think the line that the Indians have turned is completely wrong. The South African president, which South Africa is the S in BRICS, Zuma survived an attempt to impeach him. Putin, while he's vilified by every presidential candidate except Trump, he's vilified by the media, he's sitting there laughing at the West while he's doing everything he can to get his country into the 22nd century. And as a result, Putin is flying around with 85%, 88% popularity, because the Russian people see him as acting in their behalf, whereas the American people know that Obama is acting on someone else's behalf, not theirs.
Right.
They know Hillary Clinton is a puppet of Wall Street, as Obama was, that Cruz and the other Republicans were the same thing. So no one's being fooled. The problem is that Obama is still in office. And as you and I have talked repeatedly, unless something is done to remove Obama or to push him up against the wall through filing an act of impeachment, he's going to keep doing what he's doing, and this could lead to war.
Now, how would that war evolve? What do you think would happen?
There are a number of scenarios. I mean, you could have some kind of false flag operation in Ukraine, where similar to the shooting down of that jetliner, which they tried to blame on the Russians. And if they actually had evidence that Russia did it, then there would have been much more pressure to do something about Russia than actually happened. But
right.
Something could be triggered in Ukraine. Something could happen with an attack on the presidential palace, for example, in Damascus, and the killing of some Russian soldiers there. You could see Chechen terror in Moscow, or you could just see a renewed escalation of terrorism in Western Europe. And under circumstances of panic and fear, moves toward much tighter controls over travel, the shutting down of certain kinds of activities, including...
The most likely thing I think is going to happen is that now that they broke this truce, the shooting down of Russian jets over disputed airspace is the most likely scenario.
And well, the truce, actually, Dr. Bill, the meeting yesterday with Kerry and Lavrov, they reported that on the whole, the truce has been holding. The one area of problem is Aleppo. And this is the gray area where ISIS and Al-Qaeda say they're not really involved, but this is where the Al-Qaeda allies, the Jaish and the Ahra al-Sham, are the front groups for Al-Qaeda. And they're carrying out real war activities. And as far as the overall situation in Syria is concerned, it remains somewhat quiet, somewhat controlled. Al-Qaeda is trying to move forces into place. The other thing that Kerry conceded to the Russians is that the U.S. must do a better job of working with Turkey to shut down the border. That's sort of a joke, because the Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces are not only being resupplied through Turkey with weapons and personnel, but the stolen oil, stolen artifacts, and other things are providing them with money coming through Turkey and also through Qatar.
In fact, I heard that Erdogan's son is directly involved with that oil trade.
Exactly, and Erdogan's daughter just got married over the weekend, and they tried to turn it into a kind of big Ottoman Empire celebration.
Yeah, it
and the Turks
bizarre.
Also are blackmailing the Europeans. They're saying, give us more money or we'll unleash the refugees.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think that refugee transfer is happening very well, is it?
Well, as of the moment, the European governments are not sending people back to Turkey. There is some concern that this is just a stunt being used by Erdogan to get the other thing he's blackmailing them. There are two things he's saying he wants. One is a free hand to destroy the Kurds, and the other is that he wants a visa-free passage for every Turkish citizen into Europe. And the former head of MI6 just came out and said this would be a catastrophe.
Well, there's a couple issues that I want to roll out now. The first one is the fact that they have a bipartisan bill now is going to the Senate that's been approved to allow Americans to sue Saudi Arabia. What do you think of that?
This is excellent. This is really something that we've been looking for. What happened is that this was brought by family members, or the suit by family members against the Saudis to collect damages was thrown out of court, and the Obama administration defended the Saudis. So under pressure of the release of the 28 pages that might happen and additional kinds of evidence brought to bear, a group of bipartisan senators led by John Cornyn of Texas and Chuck Schumer of New York, two unlikely allies, put forward a bill saying that no government can be given immunity if there's evidence that it was involved in attacks of terror against Americans. And so they can't say that you can't sue them because they're officials of a government or a family. Now, that bill passed unanimously in the Senate yesterday, a unanimous voice vote. And the Obama administration immediately came out and said they're going to veto it. And Obama started pressuring Democratic senators, and that led Schumer, who's usually an ally of Obama, to come out and say, Mr. President, you're wrong on this one. We're not going to back off.
Right. I think also it should start impeachment proceedings, because when the president takes a bipartisan-supported bill to find the truth about this issue, and by the way, when they start digging, they're going to find the roots connected to the CIA, the Mossad, and Academy, which is Blackwater Security. They're going to find out that the situation is a lot nastier than they wanted to. This, as they said to Roger Stone a few weeks ago when he did his interview, they're not going to get a can of worms that's the size of a large can of beans. They're going to have an oil drum-sized can of worms when they open this one up.
And it's going to go right back at Obama for his cover-up and protection of Bush. You know, and this, one of my associates said the proper legal prosecution of Obama should be around accessory after the fact.
Right.
That there's a legal concept, if you cover up a crime, you become an accessory to that crime after the fact. And that's exactly what Obama and Clapper and Brennan have done by insisting that this remain classified. Now, the 28 pages are not just about 9/11 and did the Saudis run hijackers into the buildings. They're about the fact that there was murder committed of American citizens, and the government covered up the efforts to get to the bottom of who actually did it.
Right. Well, we know it was a war game simulation, because I know the radar command people were putting the false icons on the screens at U.S. Space Command. So the fact that we were doing this and Saudi and Israel were involved means it's a much broader scheme, much darker scheme than people want to believe.
Yeah.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. So, Harley, what we see happening is there's moves to try to create a war footing, where there's moves to literally pull down the economy. What's going on in Europe is a meltdown of the culture there, forced by the Vatican, forced by the globalists, forced by the European Commission. In fact, they're stating to nations within Europe that if they don't take these refugees, they're going to get fined up to $250,000 equivalent, and it costs them an average $13,500 just to bring them in to Germany. Germany's melting down. We have our second largest audience, according to our data analysis of our podcast and so on, is Germany. And the reason is Germans want to know the truth because they're not getting it probably from the local media. They're not hearing the truth that this is a concerted globalist scheme to destroy the culture and destroy these nations and get knocked down the, if you want to call it, the national borders of countries. And the European Commission, to me, you know, they call it Brexit. This idiot Cameron is threatening that if Europe breaks down, it will result in World War III. I mean, he really is an extreme person. You know, this guy's he's out of his mind, saying if Britain leaves the European, even as an affiliate, it'll result in world war. That's what he's saying.
Remember, Cameron was the person who replaced, what was his name, Gordon Brown.
Right.
And Brown and Blair were involved intimately, especially Blair, in the war in Iraq and the lies. Blair continued that after he left as prime minister through his role in what was called the Quartet. He was the coordinator of the so-called Palestinian negotiations. But Blair is on the payroll of Goldman Sachs, of Chase Bank, of three or four City of London banks. He makes over $30 million a year consulting for banks and oil companies.
Wow.
And so he's not an independent player by any means. Now, Cameron comes in, and what's the first thing he does? He's got Blair's line completely, that the real issue for the British people is to stick with the EU. Now, This is a really interesting point. Why is it that the British want to stay in the EU so much, people like Cameron and others?
Right.
They don't use the euro. They still use the pound. But the London Clearinghouse is the center for banking in the EU. Every major European bank has an office, and not just an office, but a large center in the city of London. The Deutsche Bank has moved its whole trading operation there. The five largest U.S. banks have 40,000 employees in London.
Wow.
Think about that for a moment. Goldman Sachs just added 2,000 people. So you have a banking center which dictates the terms to Mario Draghi, who's a Goldman Sachs alumnus, who's now the head of the European Central Bank. Monti, who was a former top official and then was sent to Italy, he was Goldman Sachs. Virtually all of the, Mark Carney, the head of the Bank of England, came from Goldman Sachs. So the euro, which is failing, the euro system, not just the euro currency, but the euro system, which is failing, is run through London. And that's who what Cameron is afraid that he's going to lose. Now, also, all the offshore banking, the what was exposed in the Panama Papers, a significant percentage of that is from British islands, the Isle of Guernsey, the Cayman, Grand Caymans, the Virgin Islands, and so on. You know, there are reports that there are some of these islands that have a two-story building that has 3,700 corporations registered at that address.
Wow.
So this is a huge money laundering Ponzi scheme centered in London. Were they to lose their control over the EU through Brexit, it would seriously damage the city of London. And so what some of the supporters of the Brexit, Britain leaving the euro, are saying is that the issue is about English sovereignty, but it's also about no longer blackmailing the rest of Europe. Now, what did Obama say in his op-ed in the Daily Telegraph? He said, you've got to stay in the euro because you now have English values that dominate Europe. Well, hasn't that always been the goal of the British imperial forces, to control
right.
Europe financially and culturally?
Yeah, they just mutate their meaning of empire, don't they?
Yep.
Amazing. So they'll make military threats when really they want just financial hegemony over all of
Europe.
And
they can't back up the military threats anymore.
No, it's amazing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time, so you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Segment. Harley, let's continue. Let's go over some of the issues that I think are also happening. We're seeing increase in earth changes around the world. We need to come together as scientists and nations to counteract what's called climate change. I know, and I talk about this in the show with John Moore and others, I have both regular and classified access to information that goes back for decades. And I can tell you the earth changes are happening for a number of reasons. The first one is we're heading into a moderate cooling period, or a mini ice age. And by the way, a serious ice age will kill more people than a nuclear war. People need to know that. Maunder ice age will kill people. The major volcanism can also cause a lot of deaths. For example, most people don't realize the French Revolution happened after major volcanic activity in Iceland and in Norway in the northern parts, which actually caused crop collapse. It also released a lot of fluoride and radioisotopes that were released from the volcanoes at that time. And the French Revolution actually came out of a volcanic release that destroyed crops for several years. So when Marie Antoinette was said, let them eat cake, it was because the bread was all going bad. There was a shortage of food. The second thing that's happening is we're having the movement of a thing called a Nemesis dwarf star into the Oort cloud, and the gravity waves are causing an increase in volcanism, and this is a science. The gravity waves strike the Ringwoodite, which is between 400 and 700 kilometers down, release nascent oxygen and hydrogen, which makes water and lowers the melting temperature of rock to create magma that drives earthquakes and volcanism. So it doesn't need to pass near the Earth. The third thing that's happening is we have the death of the loop current, which has not fully come back. And that loop current is like the pacemaker in your heart for pacing the northern jet stream, and it's gone. So we have extremes of climate, hot and cold periods all year round. We have drought in some areas and extreme rains in others, like in South Texas. What's happening is that makes it very difficult to grow food. It's also causing major shifts in population. Most of the Muslim countries are shifting to the large cities from drought over the last 20-plus years, and along with the apocalyptic viewpoints they have of both Sunni and Shiite Islam. So all those three things are converging to what I call a catastrophe of population shifts and an extinction level event that we are witnessing right now, and most of it is not caused by mankind. Now, the Macondo drill site was, because we drilled in a place we had no business doing it. And by the way, the name of that Macondo in Haitian means the devil's food. So we had no business getting into the devil's food, drilling down there, because we didn't have pressure valves that could take control of it. And it's still releasing toxic heavy metals and radioisotopes along with the oil, and they're still dispersing it with Corexit 9500, that's a radiotoxin and biotoxin for sea life and for people. So the globalists basically are preparing themselves to survive an economic Armageddon and a geoclimatic Armageddon, and they really don't care about the population of the planet. We have also near Earth space objects. As this large dwarf star moves into our outer solar system, it bumps in a lot of hyper-elliptical comets. Sighting Spring was a few years ago. There was actually the passage of a long orbit Hale-Bopp that was probably estimated to be four Earth's masses. And it passed through our orbital pathway 3 months after the Earth passed through that orbital pathway in the fall. And basically the spring of 1997 missed us by 3 months. But what's really going on is we are only tracking 4% of objects that are large enough to be city crashers or larger. The globalists really are not building infrastructure, except for the Chinese that have more sense. The Russians and Chinese are taking the lid off Tier 1 science to say, look, we need to collaborate to stop nearer space objects, to protect our planet from the wiles of a sun gone crazy with increased ultraviolet light, increased X-rays, and climate shift, which, by the way, is not caused by carbon dioxide, but we can stop pollution by simply making trade. So we give the Chinese access to a trans-Alaskan pipeline so they don't put dirty coal, and 83% of our mercury that arrives in our veggies is coming from dirty coal in China. Why don't we collaborate with them? I have no idea, other than the fact that our population is being ruled by evil, self-serving maniacs that could care less if most of the people die of pollution or climate change. So, Harley, your organization is one of the few that looks beyond the labels of socialist, leftist, right, to put people first and talk about the, you know, energy flux densities and the fact that we can reinvent a future where humanity can survive and we can have strong independent nations. But at the same time, we need to realize that unless we come together and don't apply our technologies to create weapons of war, we're not going to survive the singularity of artificial intelligence, the singularity of economic chaos that the globalists are trying to create. All these things are converging to ask a large question. Do we have compassion for each other and for the planet? And if we don't, we're going to die.
LaRouche often asks the question, for many years he's been asking it, do we have the moral fitness to survive?
Exactly. That's the same question I'm talking about.
And what first of all, I'd say it's even worse than what you said in terms of the globalists. They intend to wipe out whole sections of the population.
Right.
It's not a question of being indifferent about it.
No, they're actively pursuing it. The forced vaccines, they have 272 vaccines in the pipeline. And Obamacare, for example, is not a health care bill. It only peripherally affects health care. It's their biometric ID.
What I'm talking about is this is a stated intention going back to the Club of Rome in the 1960s.
Right.
The Meadows and Forrester study, the limits to growth and so on. Schumacher's Small is Beautiful. All of this was a thin cover for an escalation of the eugenics policies of the Nazis,
right,
on a scale 100 times larger than Hitler.
Oh yeah, now, Hitler was a minor player in this whole thing.
Well, it doesn't mean that you diminish the crimes of Hitler by saying
no. But I'm saying the crimes they plan are much worse than Hitler. In fact, in many cases, is the flower resulting from. Most people don't realize this. The intelligence agencies of the United States were a direct transplant from Germany.
Well, the Hitler project was run largely by American forces around the Harriman family and the British.
Right,
so
right.
The Hitler was sort of a test case. And as often happens, these test cases get out of control. So the U.S. had to go in and with a significant amount of Russian help, snuff it out. But the intent behind it remained. And what they tried to do was clean up a little bit to get rid of the anti-Semitic part of it, to get rid of the talk of ethnic cleansing. But in fact, that's what they're doing.
Right.
And they're doing it through, LaRouche once wrote a paper saying that the systems analysis approach, the digital approach to demographics and things of that sort, is like people in six-piece suits carrying machine guns in their briefcase. They're killing people with this stuff.
Well, for example, the plan by the Vatican and by the European Commission to force Hiraj, which is a Muslim invasion, partly because they could change climate change, which is causing a drought in all the Muslim countries, but also they're trying to force this issue not just to homogenize the culture for economic reasons, but because they know the backlash will result in a new crusade where much of the Western population will die and much of the Muslim population will die in this conflict. They're trying to create a war, aren't they?
Well, and they're doing it not through immigration or homogenization. They're doing
it. It's part of the process, though.
They're doing it through outright terrorism.
Right.
Look, the reason there are immigrants is because we're terrorizing Muslim populations with drone attacks and with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is an American CIA, British MI6 operation designed to create the conflict of civilizations, which can be used to nuke countries. It can be used to use sanctions. You know, look, we killed 500,000 children in Iraq using sanctions before George W. Bush invaded, during the Clinton period.
Yeah, that was just during the lack of medical care because he couldn't even get proper devices or equipment.
Yeah, so what you see is an evil intention of people who believe that human beings as a whole are animals, except for the small numbers who have been touched by the grace of God or the grace of Satan to have powers to be able to protect themselves while the rest of the world goes to hell. This is truly the idea of Satanism.
You know, I call it the Satan principle, which you see in the Bible when Jesus said, for example, "Get thee behind me, Satan," to Peter, who he'd already said, you know, "On this rock I'll build my church," or Petros. What he's saying is the Satan principle is, if you're not listening to God, if you don't have compassion for your fellow man, as he said, the two commandments are love your God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your fellow man as yourself. What he's really saying is, if there's not love between you and your God and you and your fellow man and your fellow creatures on the planet, you're going to have the Satan principle take over, and you're literally speaking as a representative of the Satan principle.
And you see this with the Obama policy now of threatening China in the South China Sea, using the instability in North Korea as an excuse to have a massive buildup of anti-ballistic missile systems and so on, which won't work. You know, one of the things that we won't have enough time to discuss today, but Stratfor, which is not known as a particularly good or lucid think tank, put out a good report the other day. What they said is that the ABM system that we just broke ground on this week in Romania and the anti-ballistic missile system will not work if Russia's the target. And Russia is the target.
Well, they know that already. In fact, it's funny. They put out in their media reports that they've already said to Russia, don't worry, it's not meant for you. It's meant for rogue missiles coming from North Korea or from a Muslim country. I'm thinking, well, then why would you deploy it in such a way as to aggravate the Russians?
Well, here's the other point. Where in the world does anyone see Iran threatening to use nukes against Europe?
The mullahs have never said that.
Yeah. So what you have is an excuse to militarize the territory immediately surrounding Russia. Combine this with an all-out land buildup. But, you know, the other point, and I can just make this very briefly, but there were a series of articles written in Defense News and the Army Times reviewing the current state of the U.S. military. And if you believe, for example, that Russia is aggressive, which is what they say, then how do you combat it? And what they're all saying is that all the mid-level command positions in the military right now are held by people whose only experience in war has been the failed wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. In other words, we don't have an actual capability for the strategic kind of planning that's necessary if you were about to face a dangerous Russian opponent.
Right.
And what LaRouche said is that's because Obama's bluffing. He's trying to get Putin to either back down or do something stupid so he'll be overthrown. Not going to happen.
But here's I want to mention something about a movie that's come out on the 13th. And WorldNetDaily's put it out, and I think And I know about their thesis that, you know, Russia is really an aggressor and they're going to use a weapon of indignation or an EMP weapon against America. Nothing could be further from the truth. Firstly, if there was an EMP weapon, the level of destruction, I have this from my actual sources, classified sources, the United States, Canada, and Australia. These are actual classified documents I got my hands on years ago, that if an EMP weapon happened or an EMP surge from a coronal mass ejection, by the way, a CME, would be far more devastating because it wouldn't just hit a territory of, say, 1,500 radio miles. It would wrap around the planet and hit everybody.
Yeah.
But if you did hit it with an EMP, it's differentially going to affect different things. For example, believe it or not, cars are one of the most resistant to EMP because they're not connected to the ground, so they can't ground out. Number two, if you simply put a mesh with a ground wire from in your attic to the ground, your home, anything in your home, including your computers and cell phones, are perfectly fine. Your devices for wrapping around your automobile electronics, which are all integrated circuits. So there's lots of simple things to do to block EMP. Russia's not going to do it. And the reason why they're not going to do it is because we have generations of weapon systems that are highly classified, including rods from gods, EMP-based weapons in space, grazers, which is gamma-ray collimated beams from space, all kinds of technology that the Russians, they don't want to engage in a war. They want trade. They want technology. They want to go from a single energy-based economy. They are a natural, Russia is a natural ally, not an enemy.
And
what I find, the same thing with China. China's trying to build their economy. All they want is respect.
Bill,
they want to buy Las Vegas, not blow it up.
You read the reports that are coming from Russian planners, and what they keep saying is, we don't understand why our American partners are not working with us, because we do share a common enemy. And that common enemy is the terrorist networks, which the Russians know have been built and facilitated and armed and trained by the CIA, the British.
Exactly. And the Chinese know this, too. They know that even in Western China, the same situation. The Chinese are dealing with the same level of terrorism in Western China. So what's the point here? Well, the point is we are facing what are called global cataclysmic disasters with the approach of Nemesis, the dwarf star. We are facing increased volcanism and earthquakes and the danger of tsunamis like Cumbre Viejo. We are seeing rumbling, for example, in Fort Hood in Oregon and other places where Mount St. Helens is actually being active again, believe it or not. We're seeing situations where around the world, climate change is going to cause massive famine, population shifts, and we're moving into a modern ice age, which 360 years ago, they had 4 foot of ice in the Thames River. People need to start grasping, with our current population and with the current technology, we're not collaborating to try to stop these things that are going to kill a lot of people by themselves.
And, the starting point would be to get rid of Obama and to do it seriously. And he's proven himself to be a criminal.
Well, not only that, the thing is, we can't leave him even a few months in there, because some of the things he's doing are so dangerous, I think he wants to preempt the elections. I think he wants a domestic security disaster of such a great extent they can get a bipartisan bill and preempt the elections completely so we don't get an elected Trump. We don't even have an election. I really think that's where this is going.
I don't think that's what they're thinking. I think they're thinking is they're prepared to blow up the whole political system, which is what's happening with the operations being run around Hillary and the anti-Trump operations in the Republican Party.
I think they already know that's all over. Hillary, when she comes up against Trump, Trump is going to dismantle her like, you know, the Terminator robot. And when they bring in Bernie Sanders and Warren, this is a joke. Come on. I think the smiling Cheshire Cat's going to get any votes? No. And Bernie Sanders is absolutely not backing down. This convention for the Democrats is going to be a disaster of biblical proportions.
Well, the same thing with the Republicans when you have
the Republicans are coming together. Republicans are coming together. They've come together enough right now within a week, not totally, but they've come together enough in a week.
The Republican problems are a tiny
fraction of the Democratic problems, which means the only way they can stop this is either assassinate Trump or blow up the convention by not having one.
That's the point. You're missing what's going on behind the scenes with the Bush networks and with people like Mitt Romney and others, William Crystal. This is William Crystal. Remember who he is. He's Mossad. He's part of this.
It's too late. Remember, there's different groups of Masons and high-level secret orders, white orders, dark orders, fighting here. And I can tell you that knowing and done doing research last week, in fact, we're going to have Leo Lyons of Gami on, I can tell you President Trump is on his way to his office. The only way they can stop this is to either assassinate the man or to blow up the convention or have a major terrorist activity on American soil that literally creates a form of martial law. That's it. Everything else is off the table, and if Bush Sr., who spent a fortune with 55,000 attack ads on Trump, thinks he's going to win, he's a fool. The Republicans that are fighting Trump are done. They're over. No matter what else they do, the more they try to fight him, the more his strength gathers. He's like Samson. They can't defeat him. They can't. They only can kill him or stop a convention from happening or an election completely by terrorism. That's it. There's nothing left. These guys, the more they struggle against him, the stronger he gets.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Adios, and I'm going to support my explanation to Harley as to why there's only a couple of options left. The attempts by Bill Kristol and all these other neo-Nazis, I call them, and to try to see if they can break up the convention or whatever is over. the only options they have are to assassinate President Trump. I'm going to call him President Trump because he has to be our president, because if we have Hillary or Bernie Sanders or any other Republican candidate that was defeated, it'll be the end of America. I don't think Trump is perfect, and he needs advisors like us to make certain that the proper information gets through to him in terms of solutions. And I'll mention a couple of solutions. The first thing with health care, we need to move toward a system where he has a basic 7-point plan for transition from our current system, but they need to abolish Obamacare. It's ridiculous. We need to have a system where insurance policies can cross state lines, where you can reinsure if you don't like a policy within a matter of a month. You're not stuck by these so-called commissions or registries in different states, like in California. If you don't like one insurance, you should be able to switch the next month. We need to have competition so that doctors and hospitals compete so that the prices drop. We need to have control of the prices of drugs. We need a level playing field between what we call big pharma and nutritional and functional medicine. We need to get rid of malpractice. We need to get an alternative training route so people can train, start off as an EMT and become a surgeon. If you get the proper training and certification, and also maintenance of a competency needs to be done instead of in mediation instead of malpractice lawsuits and a body count. These are all doable things. They'll cut the cost dramatically, and nobody should have a pre-existing condition exclusion or have giant co-pays that really shoves them into bankruptcy. Over 83% of bankruptcies in America are caused by health care costs. And especially when someone's older and retiring, for them to have to sign over their home to get a heart bypass is an obscenity. We don't have benefits for young families, for example, to be at home to take care of their children. We don't have a system in our prison systems where we rehabilitate people. We instead said, lock them down, throw away the key, like the three strikes you're out under the Clintons. So there are solutions to every one of these problems, and we can look at other nations like the prison system in Germany and how it works properly and how much lower the crime rate is and how they treat people like human beings. As they say, people who commit crimes have a bad background and they have abnormal brain chemistry. The combination of social disasters in their past and abnormal brain chemistry and a justice system that punishes people who are outliers and don't know how to behave properly because of their biochemistry or their learning patterns as a younger person, we need to change that whole attitude. We need to also have a different attitude toward defense. As Donald Trump says, we need to have a different kind of NATO, a NATO that is designed to go after terrorists. In fact, the fact that we don't have disclosure that the CIA is directly involved with Mossad at actually creating ISIS and ISIL and Academy, this private security firm, we have to also pay attention to the fact that our government's directly involved with false flags. I'll be having other experts on, like Deanna Spingola has an alternate viewpoint, that there were people and children that died Sandy Hook versus Jim Fetzer. And again, remember, the buildings were closed for years. They were sick buildings. If there were children that died, it's because they set up this false flag. I can tell you right now, the research I see and the things I went through personally in Oklahoma City and 9/11, the government does most terrorism or directly collaborates to control it. When we come back, hour two is our wellness hour. We're going to talk with James Kelso and Leo Lyons-Agami is on the last hour today. And tomorrow, Dr. William Ray, director of the Environmental Health Center of Dallas, top environmental doctor in the world. We'll be back in just a few minutes with James Kelso.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.